KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Alaska state troopers have ended their involvement in the search for Nick Cook and Jim Lee Napoca. Trooper Sergeant Greg Lavin says it comes after a huge ground, water, and air effort over the past several days.
However, as is custom in this region, a number of volunteer communities and volunteers from surrounding communities usually continue.
Troopers found the submerged boat along with a gas tank and footprints heading in the direction of Tuntutuliak. Lavin says the leads were encouraging but did not result in any real sign of the men.
You know, the area that the boat was found is a very heavily hunted moose area, and so naturally a lot of tracks are there, and tracks are seen, and that's always a very positive thing for any searcher. I certainly understand that. But I have nothing to link those tracks to these missing people.
Lavin says the community should know about the strong effort by local searchers.
Each of the communities has a dedicated group of search and rescue volunteers that are willing to go out at a moment's notice to help complete strangers. And the community and the region need to know that.
The information on Napoca and Cook will be added to the state's missing persons clearinghouse for any future development. And two men were sent to Anchorage with non-life-threatening injuries following a plane crash that occurred on Saturday, 28 miles northeast of Kotzebue. The Bristol Bay Times' Jillian Rogers reports that shortly after 2 p.m. Saturday, troopers were notified of the crash by the Kotzebue Flight Service. Troopers said two men, 68-year-old Cecil Taylor of Soldotna and 61-year-old Dan Beard of Florida, were on their way toward Kotzebue when the plane struck an unnamed mountain. An aircraft flying overhead heard the emergency locator transmitter signal and reported the accident. The 11th Air Force's Rescue Coordination Center responded with a Black Hawk helicopter stationed in Nome. Lieutenant Bernie Kale, spokesperson for the Alaska National Guard, said two guardsmen flew to Kotzebue where they were picked up by medical professionals before... where they picked up medical professionals before heading to the site. Arriving on scene, they saw that a Good Samaritan had landed his own helicopter to help. The injured men were brought to Kotzebue, where they were stabilized at the Manilok Health Center before being flown to Anchorage. Kale said the type of plane was not identified, and it was not clear what happened. The FAA is investigating. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young came out with a joint press release this week criticizing the National Park Service. The Park Service on Monday released the draft of the Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Russia. The MOU symbolically links national parks on both sides of the Bering Strait. Senator Murkowski says the Park Service has not been transparent in the process of drafting the Memorandum of Understanding.
I want to make sure that this proposal really will benefit those who actually live in the region rather than impose additional layers of bureaucracy that restrict Alaskans' right to access public lands. So I've got some concerns.
Starting in 2010, the National Park Service did hold meetings to get public input on what was then a proposed international park. They spoke with residents on the Seward Peninsula and St. Lawrence Island. Both Kowarik and the Bering Straits Native Corporation have been involved in meeting with the Park Service and the State Department regarding what's now called the Transboundary Area of Shared Beringian Heritage.
We feel like we've done a lot to reach out to the residents, you never hit everybody.
John Quinley works in communications for the National Park Service. He says they've tried to involve the state of Alaska, Native organizations, and area residents throughout the process.
Clearly, there are people who perhaps would have wanted more direct involvement with us, and I think we're going to offer to the senator and congressman that, you know, if they know of groups and individuals who feel that they don't know enough about what we're proposing and what's been worked on in a variety of ways in the last 3 years, we'd be happy to extend the conversation and meet with them and hear their concerns.
BSNC's Vice President of Resources and External Affairs, Matt Ganley, says he's met three times in the past year with the National Park Service and the State Department. Representing both BSNC and Kowarik in those meetings, he does say Murkowski and Young's concerns are valid. Ganley says there are still questions he has regarding subsistence rights in the shared international area. The MOU states Indigenous rights will be protected in accordance with each country's laws.
And I think that's okay. There are protections in the U.S. Under ANILCA for federal subsistence use within the federal management units. That's already spelled out law for American citizens, but we don't have anything that's similar for these federally managed units in Russia.
And further, Murkowski and Young say in the press release that the park proposal has a lack of benefit to Alaska Native communities in the region, an inadequate protection of subsistence activities, and possible restrictions on mineral and economic development. For Murkowski, the international agreement has her questioning.
I want to make sure that everybody knows, eyes wide open, what this shared Beringian Heritage Program would really bring about. And I have not been convinced yet that there is a clear understanding as to the impact to those in the area.
In response, Quinley says the Shared Beringian Heritage Program has been going on for more than 20 years and has a long list of research and cultural exchange projects in Northwest Alaska with area communities, often connecting Indigenous people in Alaska with those in Russia. Projects range from geology to traditional dance, and most recently, the Beringia Conference held in Anadyr last month.
We feel like it's brought the two countries closer together, and this memorandum of understanding is an effort to slightly formalize that ongoing working relationship. But the other kinds of benefits of working with villages and individuals in Northwest Alaska has been an important part of the program for more than 20 years, and we hope to continue that.
I think the concept is a good one. I'm just not sure that everybody's there yet as far as having enough information to be comfortable to get behind it.
The idea of an international protected area in the region has been around since the mid-1980s. A look at the price of gold this hour, down $11.90 an ounce to $1,311.80. An ounce of silver at $21.97, that's down 4 cents. It is unofficially 30 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.